Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you doing today? Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspectives, with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a task for today. Please know that I have been under the weather, so keep me in your prayers. My voice is still a little hoarse on today. But we are on day 68 of our last 100 days. Remove all clutter challenge, counting down the last 100 days of 2017 to usher in our fruitful 2018. By removing all spiritual and natural clutter. So our topic for today is Roll Tide. Yes, yes, you Alabama fans. Roll Tide. Change the flow of your current. And we are on day 68 in your last 100 days. Remove all clutter challenge journal. And I am in the book of Jonah, chapter 2, verses 1 through 10 in the KJV. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. For thou hadst cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. The waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. Listen, he's telling you about being in the fish's belly. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God? When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee and to thine holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. Praise the Lord. That's a powerful word this morning. What is our topic? Come on and say it with me. Roll Tide. Change the flow of your current. Now, earlier this week, the Lord had me teaching for days 70 and day 69, the ripple effect, part one and part two, which focused on the lasting impact of our decisions that we make in life. For example, when you throw a rock to skip it across the waters, and then it creates a ripple effect, and that is what happens in our lives, that our decisions and the rewards or consequences of those decisions flow from us, like when the waves are created from the flow of the rock or the impact of the rock across the decades of our lives. So I talk with you about that ripple effect and what you needed to do to begin to ascertain the impact that you were creating, not only in your life, but in the lives of those you love. And as a task, I had you write down the behaviors or your conduct which created a negative pattern or negative impact in your life and in the lives of those you love. And then I had you to write down
those conduct, I mean the patterns or the behaviors, which created a positive flow, a beneficial flow to yourself as well as to those you love. And then I ask you to begin to write concrete ways that you would be able to increase your conduct in doing those things that create positive effect, and to look at the things that you are doing negatively, because you're going to have to put steps in place or set boundaries to keep yourself from recycling through that and creating a negative ripple effect, not only for yourself, but the fruit of your womb and the seeds of your loins. If you missed those powerful broadcasts, go to feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D-fire.com. That's my ministry website. And listen to those. You can access it from your phone, your desktop, your tablet, or following me on Facebook at Rossi Williams. Now, here we are today, and we're talking about changing the flow of your current, because I've already taught you about the fact that it is your conduct, your decisions, your behavior that creates the ripple effect. And that ripple effect begins to ebb into the current of your life, meaning that's the direction toward which your life is going, be it positive or negative, a derivative of your own conduct, a derivative of my own conduct. So now we get here in the book of Jonah, chapter 2. We're at this place in time where God had instructed Jonah to go down to Nineveh to preach unto them, to cause them to repent from their sin and turn from their wicked ways. But Jonah had decided in his own mind that the people of Nineveh didn't need to hear the word of the Lord. Why should he have to go down there? They're too wicked. So he set out to run from God. That negative conduct, that negative behavior, you see, of being judgmental, and then of deciding whom the Lord should save, deciding to whom the Lord should send the word, thinking he knew more about what's best than God. Is this hitting you anywhere? Being disobedient to God because what God is saying just doesn't fit into your plans the way you had life planned out. Thinking that maybe God made a mistake in choosing you. There's really someone else that he should have chosen. I know this is powerful today. So he created a ripple effect. The impact of his decision caused him to be swallowed by a large fish. Now, I know a lot of times when people recount this biblical record, they like to say a whale, but the Bible didn't state a whale. So he's swallowed by this large fish, and he's in the fish's belly. See, that was the ripple effect, right? He made the bad decision. He took it upon himself to go on and do what he wanted to do. Ended up being in a situation where a great storm arose, and then he had to be thrown overboard so that the other people could be saved. And a great fish comes up and swallows him, the ripple effect. And the ripple effect caused then the current to flow in this negative direction of him being swallowed by the fish's belly. So while he's in the fish's belly, he begins to come to himself and understand that God is God. God is the author and finisher of our faith, and that God knows truly the end before the beginning. So he begins to really understand his role in the process of acknowledging that he is subordinate to the Lord. The Lord is superior to him as he is to us, because God is all-knowing. God is all-present. God is everywhere that we need him to be. And even when we don't know that we need him, he's already there before we get to the point of knowing that we need him, doing what needs to be done to have the answer there when we call on him. So Jonah's there in the fish's belly, and he's now crying out to the Lord, and he's now remorseful. He's now repentant. He's now understanding that it's not for really for him to throw the rock in a negative way, because when he does, it impacted him, and not only him, but those who were waiting to receive from him in Nineveh in a negative fashion. And in doing so, the current was flowing toward hell. So he even began to pray to the Lord, and he talked about in the verses that I read to you, he talked about Out of the belly of hell, I cried, and you heard me, in verse 2 of that chapter. So he's really remorseful. He's really crying out to the Lord. And then he gets to verse 9, because now he's been repentant, and now his joy begins to come back. And he says, but I sacrifice unto you, Lord, the voice of thanksgiving. I praise you, in other words, despite all of the negative things that have occurred in my life, some of my own doing, some not of my own doing. Maybe some of these things, you know, happen in your life that you have no control over, such as who your parents are, where they raised you, whether or not they instilled morals into you, whether or not you were abused as a child. Maybe you are the victim of some kind of sexual assault or rape, and this can be men as well as, men as well. It's not just always women. Maybe you have gone through divorce, or maybe you are in a separation. Maybe there is infidelity in your marriage right now. Maybe your children are incarcerated and you're crying out to the Lord, Lord, please free my daughter. Please free my son. God, please free my husband. Please free my wife. See, this is where Jonah was. He was in that negative current. And then all of a sudden he came to himself. Praise God. We don't have but 15 minutes. Let me speed this up. But I know this is doing something in you. It's doing something in me as I speak it to you this morning. And then all of a sudden he came to himself. Wait a minute. Why am I so despondent? I understand the current was going in one direction, but I have the ability to change the flow of the current. How? I will sacrifice unto you, Lord, the voice of thanksgiving. Why is it a sacrifice? It's a sacrifice because it's taking concerted effort for me to do it in the midst of my circumstances, which don't all present a happy picture. In other words, everything in my life is not something I feel like shouting about or that's giving me joy. But no matter what, I'm going to sacrifice it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Everything's not okay, but thank you, Jesus. Everything's not all right, but thank you, Jesus. All of my prayers have not yet manifested in the natural, but thank you, Jesus. Father, you gave me another day. You gave me my life. You gave me my health and strength. You gave me my right mind. Thank you, Jesus. I have a place to lay my head. Thank you, Jesus. I have transportation. You see how this works? When you begin to give that sacrifice of the voice of thanksgiving. Father, I thank you. My children are alive and well. Whether they're incarcerated or not, somebody's kids are in the grave this morning. But here you can still speak to yours. The sacrifice of thanksgiving, it begins to change the flow of the current. Then he says in verse 9, I will pay that I have vowed. What did I vow? I vowed to serve you, Lord. I vowed that I would be a soul winner. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm changing the flow of the current. Salvation, it says, is of the Lord. And that's when the Bible said the Lord spake unto the fish. Are you with me? The current didn't change after the Lord spake unto the fish, but it was Jonah's praise that changed the flow of the current to touch the heart of God, to force the flow to change so that God spit him out, had the fish spit him out now and put him on dry land. Now our time is almost run, so let me bring you to Roll Tide. Now I'm from Alabama, and I am a University of Alabama Crimson Tide fan. And when the football games occur, all of the fans say, Roll Tide. That's what we say for Alabama, Roll Tide. Now, I know you know Alabama, that undefeated Alabama, right? You know who Alabama is. You know our team. Well, what will happen is some of the fans will stand up and they'll begin to create a wave. And you can just see the ripple effect of that going all across the stadium. But then it'll get to a certain point, and just arbitrarily, it appears, someone else will stand up and they will reverse the flow of that tide. they'll reverse the flow of the wave so that it comes back around again, changing the flow of the current. This is what I'm encouraging you to do this morning. Roll tide, change the flow of the current. The fact that you created some negative waves, the fact that you have a negative ripple effect in process, doesn't mean it has to be how it ends up. You can change the flow of the current. We got to get ready to go into prayer. Then I'm going to give you your task for today, and we're going to end with our song of today. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus. We're already giving you the sacrifice of thanksgiving right now. We're already praising your name. I mean, our souls are fired up. We're so happy, happy, happy. We're so happy, happy, happy. We're so happy, happy, happy. Ooh, we're so happy, happy, happy this morning, because we understand that despite what everything looks like, we have the power to change the flow of the current in our lives. We have the power to speak forth things and see change happen. We have the power to affect our destinies in a positive way. We have the power to positively affect our children, our grandchildren, nieces, nephews, cousins, aunts, uncles, spouses, colleagues, bosses, co-workers, those who are underneath our supervision. We have the power to positively impact politics, the church, those who are unsaved. We have the power to roll tide, to change the flow of the current. Now, Father, we understand that Satan is defeated. So we speak forth the voice of thanksgiving. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In everything we give you thanks, we sacrifice it. No matter what we see, we still say hallelujah. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Let everyone listening say amen. Come on, our time is run. Just continue to praise the Lord wherever you are. Just continue to thank him, thank him, thank him. You have so much to be thankful for. Now, hallelujah. Ooh, glory. I had to catch myself there. I almost started speaking in tongues. You ought to be praising the Lord. You ought to be on fire this morning. You're changing some currents right now. Call those things out that you need to change the currents for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to give you our task for today, and we're going to end with our song of the day. But before I do, let me give an altar call. If you are not saved, or if you're backslidden, I want to bring you into the family of the Lord. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I ask the forgiveness of my sin. I repent now and ask you to be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In the name of Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. We welcome you. We welcome you. Make sure you're in a good Bible-believing church, that you're going to Sunday school, Bible study, that you're tuned in here Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. live, or listening to the recording on fieldfire.com, or following me on Facebook so you can hear the message. And not only for those who just gave their lives to Christ, but also for all of you. Make sure your alarms are set to tune in live at 6:30 by calling in at 323-870-4180, 323-870-4180, or to go to the website anytime after 8 a.m. and hear the recording at fieldfire.com, F-E-E-L, Phil, letter D, fire.com. Now, our topic for today is roll tide, change the flow of your current. Your task for today is to build upon what we did, where you had to write down your negative behaviors that had you going in the wrong direction earlier this week. And now you must write down the concrete steps you are going to take to change the flow, change the negative flow wherever it applies in your life. And as you do it, you must continually give God the sacrifice of thanksgiving. If you don't have your journal, you can order it from the store page of fieldthefire.com. Our song for today is I Got Away by Johnny Stringfield. The devil thought he had me, but I got away. That's what happens when you change the flow of your current. See you in the morning.
Put your hands together. Say, I want to know who else that got away. Said you got away. Let devil thought he had me.
I got away.
That old devil thought he had me.
I got away.
The devil thought he had me.
Oh, I got away.
Satan thought he had me.
I got away.
Satan thought he had me.
I got away.
That old Satan thought he had me.
I got away.
Satan thought he had me.
Oh, I got away.
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 Let's be God.
I got away.
I got away.
I got away.
By the power of God.
I got away.
I got away.
Causes the current to change so that God must make the belly of hell spit you out. Change the current today. See you tomorrow.